Anyways, hey, Tim, are you listening over here also?
Oh, heck yeah, that's much better.
We talked yesterday and that repeater was disconnected, but I figured I'd reach out on there and see if anybody was still monitoring. And usually I talk to Donald and Sean and Dakota over there in the morning.
Copy that. I got Dakota on Richmond coming down. He is en route. And I just wanted to try to let you know that. But, yeah, it's going to be kind of a fun commute this morning because, with Warren being standalone and that. But, yeah, you're already aware of it. So he'll probably get down in range and maybe be able to get that. But, obviously, I can't hit Warren even on high power from Richmond. It's not going to work. N8WRO, back over to you. Yeah, copy that. If you did that, you'd be able to connect because the remnants of the system up north. So we'll clear here, and you just have at it. I'll be listening on FBI there. N8WRO after you.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and have a good day. KE8RUH.
November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu testing. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu testing.
November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Papa Zulu. 30 5x9, you coming through loud and clear.
Hey, thanks for the comeback. New radio here, just trying to get it dialed in, get a few things figured out correctly. And this is one of the couple of repeaters I've been able to get into. Anyway, your 5x9 as well. Thank you. NEWBZ will be clear.
Copy that, and you're welcome. KF8TPZ monitoring.
N8WBZ testing, 1, 2, 3.
KE8LAX statewide 1 monitoring.
Sergeant, your part of your traffic didn't come through. What did you say?
Copy that. I'll repeat. I said KEYNU. How are you doing today, Dave?
I'm good. Good. Trying to get some stuff done for ARPSC, but doing well. How's things going? I got your question there on Discord.
Oh, right now I'm picking the kid up from school. And I have not seen your message as of yet. I see. I'll review this quickly. Please stand by. Yeah, copy that. I don't think it's necessarily a big deal. I'm sure that I'll get instructions. I did complete some of the ones that I know I could complete. But some of those just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. The person in reference to who I should potentially call, is that local to the Clinton Township location? Is that why you mentioned that particular person?
Yeah. She's head of HR, a really awesome person, and has obviously a lot of knowledge on HR. So she would know exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah, I can contact her. I don't want you to keep bothering Billy. I know he's cool and he's a great guy, but eventually he's gonna hear my name and cringe.
Nah, you're good. You're good. He trust me. You're the least of any problems there. So don't worry about asking questions. Rather ask questions than not. So
sounds good. I'll look into that. The app seems halfway decent, but there's a few things in there that I think are a little bit wonky. But I'm sure I'll learn to use it.
Yeah, this is really the only time that you're going to use that app. Outside of that,
I don't use it, or I really never use it. So once you get through your preliminary stuff, you'll pretty much just kind of set it aside, and that's it.
All right. Big for a cost on that one. So don't invest too much time or overthink it. Got it. Once I pick her up, I'm going to try this Zello thing again and try to get it working.
Okay. Keep it posted, and like I said, if you need any help with it, just let me know. And I'll talk with Billy tomorrow because I work tomorrow. And so we'll go from there.
Sounds good, Dave. If you're going to talk to him, another thing that I would possibly bring up is what you and I had discussed over the phone is contradictory to what the letter that I'm signing says. So if you want to talk to him about that as well, I'm not sure. But that's okay. I will, I'll say 7-3.
Okay. Sounds good there, Dean. I'll find out. They may just do it that way. He wasn't on me. I'll give him a chat here tomorrow and let him know what you got, and we'll go from there and let you know. And sometime this week you could stop in and see dispatch and see kind of what's going on there, and that way you can kind of get a personal tour and give you a tour or whatever. Now that you're officially hired, so. But all right, we'll talk here later on, and just keep me posted if you need anything. 73, yeah. KYNU monitoring.
I'm good. Next monitor.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, you stay a little bit of time, but, I don't think it's going to be a huge deal. So, like I said, I'll give him a chat and see if he can come on in and look around. So.
Sounds good. 73, this is LAX. I'll be clear and monitoring.
73, KYN.
Whiskey, Apple, Papa Delta, Eastbound US 10, Clare, Michigan. November 8th, Whiskey, Apple, Zulu, testing. WADPD.
KE8WUO, statewide 1.
NAWRO. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, good sir. How are you this fine Monday evening?
Well, I can't complain. Indoors, got stuff I wanted to do today, and just preparing for the meeting. I think I was going to put a couple of more guys in just to, get some downtime here. Might as well get a couple of more off the roster, right?
Gotcha. Yeah, you might have I don't know if you've been doing it yet today, but with the new date of birth in there, unless you know their date of birth, you might have a little bit of a hard time with that. You can just put in a fictitious number to get it to take, and then we'll fill it out later when we know. But not sure how you want to handle that one.
Yeah, that was my concern earlier. So I'm not sure if they have a parameter in there. Like I can put in 1-1 of 1901.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking you might want to do, is just do something kind of silly like that and just throw some kind of placeholder value in there. And then ultimately pretty much all members will need their date of birth in order to correct it so that it's right. But from here, and ultimately you can kind of leave it like that, I suppose. I know it would be nice if we actually had the date of birth so we could maybe kind of chip away at it over time. But from henceforth, the date of birth will always be on there. So from now, and that's kind of the main concern is we want to know, you know, that we're not taking in, you know, underage people. And you know, I think Dave was mentioning it would be nice to be able to send out a birthday card type of thing. So so we will want it for everyone, but the main priority, I think, is taken care of. We'll know how old people are when they try to sign up now, so that's kind of important.
Copy that. Yes, see, we do learn from our mistakes, but that was that's a good idea, and down the line we will need it for the lien checks as well. So there's that. Yeah, I guess that was it. Oh, the other one was, if you caught what I meant on the inactive and reserves, we got to just get them in the database. And so I will do that, but kind of going through the motions. We don't want to send them out a password. They're not going to use it. It might even be a fictitious email they gave us. You know what I'm saying? We just got to get them on the roster, right?
Okay, yeah, I guess I didn't understand. Yeah, when you're ready to sign those, you know, inactive legacy members and you want to put them on the roster, let me know, and then I will turn off that email alert temporarily, or I'll look at maybe adding them through the admin portal. I'm not sure if that one will do the email. Versus the admin portal method doesn't have the QRZ lookups, but it might not send the email. So it might be perfect for those people, but I really should double check before I try that. And if you want, you could try signing someone up that way, but it's a little bit more cumbersome. But yeah, all right, sounds good.
NAWRO, that sounds like the solution, John. It's a little bit more key punching in, but it's not that bad. Just get the job done. But there'll be some time between now and then, so I'll let you go ahead and check that. Just don't want to send these guys emails because they've already did. And if they didn't respond, I just don't want to do it again, saying, hey, we're signing you up anyways, even though you didn't respond. So you get the need there. But I would be happy to go in inside and do it administratively as opposed to through the actual form. But for now, we're still plugging away here at the current members. So all is good. I've got both Sean and Wally will be on the front end of the agenda along with Mike and Dave, and then it'll be the rest of us at the end of it, if that sounds okay with you.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's for today's meeting. Yeah, that sounds fine. We're going to have to try to figure out what we're going to do about these meeting invites because that's turned into quite the kerfluffle. But yeah, all right. I'm excited to hear what everybody else has. So that sounds good. I'm glad I invited Sean, too, because it sounds like he's got some news to share. Hopefully it's the news that we're all hoping it is. Maybe that's what Wally's got to share, too. So I'll keep my fingers crossed.
APX radios for everything. What did you say? What was that one HF radio you were talking about? Is that from England? That thing was neat.
Yeah, the Codan Envoy. It's kind of one of the best HF rigs you get. It's like a Motorola, but it does HF. You know, it's all hardware-based. It's meant to run 24/7, you know. So it's a lot of the Mars guys use those type of radios for HF. and they're just very robust. They do really well with a heavy duty cycle. They're not cheap, you know, it's just like a Motorola, but when they have all different flavors of it too. You can get it in a Go kit, you can get it just kind of in a desktop, but yeah. APX 8500s and Kodan Envies, or Envoys. That's what everybody needs. So hopefully we can get Motorola and Kodan to donate to us.
I don't know about that, but it'd be nice. Yeah, I did see the desktop console unit of that with the gooseneck mic coming out of it. It really did look sharp. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, they're not cheap. They're both around the same price, you know. They're in the double digits for, you know, in the thousands double digits. So then they're not cheap. And so Santa will have to, you know.
32 active. So that means we have 10 inactive. However, I think we're going to add to that list. But then again, there might be one coming off that list. It's a little confusing. But in any event, a total of 42 that needed to be entered. And, yeah, we're well over half. Actually, the more I look at this, it's like I just want to sit down and finish it, you know. But the point was the ones that are active, we kind of wanted them to do it so they could update their information. And most importantly, pick an email that's valid, not a drop email, something you're going to actually be able to get messages on, right?
Yeah, yep, agreed. Yeah, it would be nice if they would. And they don't have to, I mean, but yeah, it would be nice. I do want to work a little bit on the website to make that kind of full detail roster a little bit more readable, because it has a lot of information in it. And I want to make it a little bit more table-y or database-y looking, feeling, where you can just kind of glance at it and look through all the fields, and it will hopefully be a little bit easier to digest. Because right now, if I'm honest, that online roster is a little messy, I guess, would be the nicest way to put it, but I do plan to clean that up a little bit. And then as far as turning off the emails, I won't be able to do that until tonight when I get home, and I'm probably going to be stuck here at work for a while, so might have to just make that another day where I'm not working as late, because got a little catch-up to do. I got some real doozies of quotes on my desk right now, and they're both due this week, and nothing about them are easy. They're going to be hard to manufacture, hard to machine, hard to procure the material. It's like one of the jobs that I would rather just like not do, but we don't do that. We have to send out a quote for everything. It just might be expensive. And so I have to try to find a way to quote these things, and they're sort of problem childs, and I expect to be working harder than I want to be this week.
In AWRO, yes, no worries, John. Your day job, obviously, is what I was saying, has to come first, especially with all that's what you've done for the group in the past few weeks, several weeks. Months, actually. And, yeah, no, don't worry about the legacy members. I'm not going to touch those until we talk next week, week after. It doesn't matter. It's going to be up to you. And as far as tonight's meeting, if you don't want to do, like, a full troubleshooting, problem-solving thing because of situation, we can always postpone that. It would not matter to me. I just wanted to get you some time to get stuff done that you needed. But I defer to you. That's totally up to you.
No, I'll make time for it. You know, it works out well being at 4:45. Everybody else has gone home for the day, and then I'll just put some time away for that, and then once it's over, I'll get back to work, see what I can hammer out before, you know, the end of the day. So no worries. I just, I perceive myself when I finally do get home not being able to mess with the website much. I probably do a couple of small things. But the reason why I kind of say, like, maybe we should hold off is because by the time I get home and switch that off, you're probably going to be winding down and want to go to bed, and you're not going to want to put in those legacy, you know, inactive members at, like, 10 o'clock at night. And so it seems best to just kick the can down the road on those members until, like, maybe this weekend when it's a little bit more conducive to both of our schedules to be able to adjust something.
John, I concur 100%. I want to leave it up to you. I just didn't want to, you know, let you be waiting on me. It doesn't matter to me. I'm retired, so I can do it any time, and I don't have a day job anymore. So just you let me know when it's good to go. And this is tentatively this weekend, sometime then, or maybe next week, that'd be fine. Perfect.
Yeah, we'll shoot for this weekend, and that one's a little bit trickier than turning off the Discord webhook. Because the Discord webhook, I can kind of just go in and change a variable name so that it's not found and then it won't do it. But for the emails, it's not quite that simple. For the webhook, like, the variable name references the actual webhook. And so if I change the variable name, then it never finds the webhook, so it can't send it. But for the emails, it's not like an environment variable, so I can't change it like that. It's a little bit different. It's just like in email, what do you call it? It might be a way. I'll have to think it over. There might, where there's a will, there's a way. I might be able to find a way. I'll have to look at what I have. I'll do that right now.
Of course, the one that's not trained in IT is thinking, can't I just put one of my drop email addresses in all of them, and they all just come to me? But, of course, no, because it has to be unique. Just in order to get them on the roster, right? And then, you know, just kind of forget about it. But, no, that wouldn't work either. So, but, all right. Cool. We'll talk a little bit at the Discord meeting. NAWRO for you, John.
Well, that actually might kind of work. It's a good idea. You could put in your email so it sends the email to you. Then once they're in the system, then go to the admin portal and change their email to their actual email, and then add the other one with your email. And then go to the admin portal, change the email there. I mean, it's a little cumbersome, but technically I don't see why that wouldn't work. But there's probably a thousand ways to skin this cat. So let me give me a couple hours to think it over and look into it, and I'll get back to you. And hopefully I'll have something for you for the Discord or Teams meeting in a little bit.
Oops, that's right, it's on Teams. John, you were supposed to go back to day job work, and you were going to do that this weekend, so just keep it in mind. We'll talk later. NAWRO.
NAHAP Mobile.
This is Kilo Zulu 8, Juliet Foxtrot testing.
KZ8, Juliet Foxtrot, this is NAWRO North Macomb. Go ahead.
Hey, Tim, thanks for coming back. I've got one radio I've got set up with my hotspot working just fine. I have another one I sent to a local repeater on the same talk group. It was just seeing if it was getting into that repeater. It sounds like no. The hotspot radio is working just fine, but something's up with the other, so I'm not getting a bounce back, but back to the drawing board. Thanks for coming back, DVHF.
Sure thing. Good luck anytime. N8WRO clear.
KE8, OEX, Parker, and statewide one.